The Solitude of the Long Ago Diary Keepers. The small, worn, leather-bound diary on my desk offers up clue after clue about its owner, who lived way back in 1919. Whether I truly understand these clues is something that cannot be determined, so I weave my profile of the diary keeper unfettered by fact and evidence. Here it is. The title page of this 95-year-old diary says much, reveals little. Bought at Fowey, December 6, 1918, USSC number 352, Ray P. Rogers. The facing blank page states, belonging to Ray Rogers, Athens, Alabama, USN, radio man. The first day of the calendar, January 1, 1919, stayed on boat all day. Stood 10 to 12 watch. Wrote some letters. Turned in. An action-packed diary for a man at sea. Skipping over to February 6, 1919. Loaded depth bombs all day on Lake View. Skip to April 7, 1919. At sea between Lisbon and Azores. At last, I am able to give my thoughts full sway. My friend has been at home with my girl and pals all day. I seem to be bursting open with pleasant thoughts of the things I am to do when I reach the best place in the world, home. You can read the rest of the actual diary at Read Books. What intrigues me most about forgotten letters and diaries and scrapbooks is the economy of words, the shorthand thoughts, and mainly the unwritten reflections that rest between the lines. As I read the words of people long gone, I begin to get an image of what they must have been like. The astounding revelation is that no matter how blustery or humble the entries are, each diarist winds up sounding like you and me. Just folks, alone with themselves, writing down what their fingers dictate. Rilke called all of us solitudes. We diarists and poets and authors are all solitudes, no matter how many people surround us. When it comes to recording thoughts and feelings, each of us has to do it alone. Each of us has to face our own solitude as squarely as possible. Each of us makes the journey, hand in hand, with ourselves.